The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series أسماء النبي And inshallah, as you know, the pattern of our series, our program, every episode we discuss more and more beautiful names of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the explanation that are given for those names from the ulama, we also mention that explanation as well. So before we go into the first name that will be mentioned in our program, just a clarification that we give at the beginning of every episode, that the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are no doubt beautiful and blessed names. And if we keep those names, inshallah, we will gain blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, Muhammad and Ahmad, when you name your child Muhammad or Ahmad at the time of their birth, then indeed they will gain the blessings, Allah willing. Any other names of the Prophet ﷺ, which are known as the Sifati names, those names which are based on the qualities and attributes found within the blessed personality of Rasulullah ﷺ, in regards to them, which according to Tahqiq of Ala Hazrat, he gathered 1400, including what the previous ulama have mentioned, then as for those names, we must consult with the ulama beforehand, that I would like to keep my child's name upon this blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it okay for me to do so? The reason being that some names, they are exclusive to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning only he has that name. Nobody else can share that name with him from the ummah. And this is why it's important to ask the ulama. So this was a clarification that we need to keep in mind regarding the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first name that we will mention, and these are two names together actually. When they're mentioned in the books, they are mentioned together. They are Ar-Rafi' and Al-Wadi'. Ar-Rafi' means the one who elevates, the one who picks something up and takes it to a height, the one who lifts a burden, raises a burden. And Al-Wadi' means the one who lowers something. So these are two names that have been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the meaning, as explained by Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is لِأَنَّهُ رَفَعَ قَوْمًا وَوَضَعَ آخَرِينَ. Now the Prophet alayhi salam, when he came, he elevated a particular nation, a particular people, and he lowered others. And inshallah, we will explain what that means, inshallah. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam came, he gave excellence, or he elevated and raised a nation. Now, one is the Prophet ﷺ himself being elevated, his dhikr being elevated, rafi'ul dhikr. One is him raising others. And we find this in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that when he came, because of his blessed dhat, he raised others, he raised other nations as well. Now, people who read and who had a bit of knowledge regarding history, they will know that when the Prophet ﷺ came, the scene at that time, the situation at that time was that we find a nation knee-deep in ignorance, polytheists doing every wrong under the sun, barbaric, bloodthirsty. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam came and he explained the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught about tawheed and he spread the message, the peaceful message of Islam, then those very same people, the fortunate ones amongst them who believed in his message, who believed in the ahkamat that he came with, who acted upon those rulings, then alhamdulillah, they were raised. They became mu'azzaz, mukarram. They became noble and respectable in the society as well. And this was the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and acting upon what he came with. So, who are those people he granted superiority and excellence to? Who did he raise? Of course, it was none other than the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan. Those blessed personalities, fortunate personalities who saw the Prophet ﷺ day and night, who believed in him, who were ever willing to sacrifice their lives for him, and their life mission was to serve Rasulullah ﷺ and the deen of Islam as well. So Ar-Rafi, the Prophet ﷺ, he raised that nation, in particular the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So even prior to the arrival of Rasulullah ﷺ, people were considered as elevated people in society, superior people, but they didn't have any reason to be called that. Meaning in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were nothing. They were perhaps considered superior because they had more wealth or more power. Their authority was a bit more than others. But these are not the reasons for elevation. And we're told that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason of elevation, nobility and excellence is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when those people who were seemingly elevated, who were respected in society, when they left whatever they believed in, and then they believed in the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the deen of Islam, that's when they really gained elevation, true elevation. Why? Because that elevation and that rank was now based on taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah jalla wa ala mentions in Surah Hujurat verse 13, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that indeed the most noble one from amongst you is the one who is more fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst you. So this is the real reason of elevation. Even today, when we want to honor someone, it should be based on taqwa. And there are many ahadith mentioning warnings and mentioning that it is a blameworthy act to respect someone because of his wealth or because of things like that, of that nature. So this is not a reason of elevation. Elevation is because of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a qawm, a nation becomes mu'azzaz, respectable, when they fear Allah jalla wa ala. This is what the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum did. They left everything that they had previously or any sort of reason that people respected them for in the past, and then they believed in the Prophet ﷺ and gained true elevation, subhanallah. And those who didn't, those who were respected in society prior to the Prophet ﷺ but then rejected his message, they became the lowest of the low. They were defamed, they became inferior. Look at Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. Now, Abu Jahl, he was someone who was called Abu al-Hikam, the one who possesses a lot of wisdom. This is what people would say to him. But then he became Abu Jahl, the one who is ignorant, that there's nothing found in him except for ignorance. And Abu Lahab, the same as well. So these people, although they were respected prior to the Prophet ﷺ, when Islam came and when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they were no longer respected. The Sahaba certainly did not respect them. Why? Because they were staunch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, they were enemies of Rasulullah sallam. They were opponents, and throughout their lives, their mission, ma'adallah, was to try and defeat the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why they were lowered. What did we say in the beginning? Ar-Rafi' and Al-Wadi'. The Prophet ﷺ is he who raises nations and he who lowers nations as well. He raises people and he lowers people. For the Sahaba, he was Ar-Rafi', he raised them. And for people like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, he was Al-Wadi', he lowered them. People no longer respected them like they used to as well. Their reality became known to people. So the Prophet ﷺ raised the Sahaba to great maqamat, great heights, and he gave them status, he gave them excellence. And his enemies, they became the lowest of the low. Now another reason given for the names Ar-Rafi and Al-Wadi' is that seemingly outwardly in the previous Umam, the rulings were more difficult to act upon. And when the Prophet ﷺ came, he removed those previous ahkamat, he raised them, lifted them, and he replaced them with easier ahkamat that were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that sense, he is Ar-Rafi', the one who raised those previous ahkamat, the difficult ones. And Al-Wadi', every hukum that he was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he placed it in exactly the same place that he was commanded to do so as well. Now the next name that we're going to introduce in our program is As-Salam. So when we say, did you give salam to that person, just put an alif lam at the beginning of that word, salam, As-Salam. Now, the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called As-Salam, Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi states, لِسَلَامَتِهِ مِنَ النَّقَائِسِ, because he is free from all defects, all shortcomings. Alhamdulillah, when you look at the dhat of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, his beauty, his character, his akhlaq, from head to toe, he was excellence personified. And he was an embodiment of greatness, an embodiment of, you know, so many beautiful qualities that nobody could match him, subhanAllah. Now, he did not have any defects whatsoever. And Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he gives us this aqidah in his beautiful poetry. He says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَّطْ عَيْنِي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no eye has seen anyone more beautiful than you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. And no woman has given birth to anyone more beautiful than you as well. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from every defect. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It's as if you were created the way you want to. Meaning, if you had a choice to create yourself or to form yourself, obviously you'd make yourself in the best way possible. So Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu is saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's as if you were created the way you want to. Perfect, no defect, no blemishes, no aib, nothing at all. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from all defects. Defects cannot even come close to him. And this is why one of his beautiful names is Salam. Now, ponder here that one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also As-Salam. Now, the meaning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be that he is free from being harmed by anything. Afa. No afa can reach him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is free from every defect as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique and no one is comparable to him. Now, another meaning for As-Salam when we refer to the Prophet alayhi salam in his name is Salam al-Mu'minina min al-Azab, the one who saves the believers from punishment. In Bahari Shariat, it's mentioned regarding As-Salamu alaykum, that when you say this, what should be your intention? That your izzah, your respect, your wealth, your blood, all of that is safe from me. It's salama from me. It's protected from me. Meaning I won't give you harm in these matters. So here, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to as Salam, what it means is he's that blessed personality by means of which people are saved from adab. Even the Prophet alaihi salam is the reason they are saved from adab as well. Now this was As-Salam. The next name that we would like to introduce, these are two names, As-Shakir and As-Shakur. Now these both come from the word Shukr, but the meanings are different. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to as Shakir as well, of course. And there's certain reasons for this. Many reasons, in fact, the ulama have given. Now, Shakur as well, this is a name that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned for himself in a beautiful hadith. This is in Sahihain, Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari as well. Sayyidina Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu is the rawi, the narrator. He says the Prophet ﷺ performed so much ibadah at night, حتى تورمت قدماه, to the extent that his blessed feet became swollen. And it was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَيْسَ قَدَ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Meaning you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, even though for your sake Allah has forgiven the previous ones from your nation and the coming ones as well. And the Prophet alayhi salam replied, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant? So what is the meaning then? Here the ulama, they explain that Shakur and Shakir, they have different meanings. And Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this in Ar-Riyadul Aniqa. He says that the difference is that Shakir is the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon receiving something. Alladhi yashkuru ala al-mawjood. If you have something, a blessing, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, then you are Shakir. Alladhi yashkuru ala al-mawjood. And Shakur refers to that individual who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he has that blessing or he doesn't have it. Meaning it's mafqood, it's lost, or he doesn't have it. He still praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, Ya Allah, all praise for you in all states, regardless of my state. And alhamdulillah, we say this as well, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Praise to Allah in any state that we're in. And here, in the context of what we're trying to say, Shakir, when you have a blessing and you say alhamdulillah, and you say shukr to you, O Allah. And when you don't have something, and you still praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the real greatness, that is when you are shakur. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shakur. He said, shall I not be a grateful servant? Shakura, abdan shakura, subhanallah. Another meaning that Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi gives is Shakir is the one, yashkuru ala naf'a, when he gains some blessing, when he gains some benefit, naf'a, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa shakur alladhi yashkuru ala al-man'a, when somebody is prevented from something, he is not able to obtain or acquire something, he still praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is known as shakur. So subhanallah, these names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we are discussing, they are his sifati names, of course, ash-shakir and ash-shakur. These qualities are found in him. And another meaning that's given, ash-shakir alladhi yashkuru ala al-ata, wa-shakuru alladhi yashkuru ala al-bala. Ash-shakir is the one who prays gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ata, upon bestowal, when he receives something, wa-shakur alladhi yashkuru ala al-bala. And the shakur is the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon being afflicted, bala, meaning when he faces difficulty, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is more difficult, and that's why that is better quality to have than just being shakir. Both of them are good, but shakur is better and it's greater. Why? Because you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not having something, for being deprived from something, for losing something. Subhanallah, the Prophet alayhi salam was shakir and shakur as well. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive blessings, he will pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion when we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for three months at a time, he went through ikhtiyari faqr, meaning it was a poverty, but not in the sense that he had no control over it. It was ikhtiyari, he chose that poverty for himself and his family members as well, that he had a scarcity of goods and food as well. But still he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Shakir and Shakur, both of these beautiful sifat, were found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last name I want to mention in the episode today, As-Sadiq al-Masduq. As-Sadiq means the one who is truthful, the one who speaks the truth. And al-Masduq is the one who has been testified to as being truthful. So Sadiq, you speak the truth. Al-Masduq, when others refer to you as truthful as well. Alhamdulillah, in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody knew he was truthful. Even the kuffar knew that he was truthful. He never lied. And that's why they would trust him with their amanat. And they had so much trust in him. And in one hadith, subhanallah, it's a very popular hadith, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, in the beginning he says, حَدَّثَنَا الصَّادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقُ فِي مَا يَرْوِيهِ عَنْ رَبِّهِ, that the one who is truthful and the one whose veracity, whose truthfulness has been attested to, has been testified to, he narrates to us from his Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. The Sahaba would refer to him as As-Sadiq al-Masduq. So the Prophet ﷺ spoke the truth and even others declared him as being truthful as well. Hence, As-Sadiq al-Masduq. So here we will conclude the episode, inshallah. And in the coming episodes, again, we'll mention more and more beautiful, majestic, noble names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the blessings of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet.